Okay, so you've handed me like a mountain of stuff about Batimat 2024.
Yeah.
And keeping up with sustainable building, it's like every day there's something new, some new technology, a new material. It's a lot.
Absolutely. The building industry is changing so
It
fast.
is.
Yeah.
So we're doing a deep dive into Batimat. It's like a who's who, what's what of construction.
You could say that, yeah, it's a real showcase for the future of building. They have more than 1,300 exhibitors there.
Wow.
Researchers, innovators, everyone.
And they're walking the walk because Gaudamat itself wants to be completely carbon neutral by 2050.
Yeah, which makes sense because decarbonization is like the biggest thing this year. And I'm not just talking about making buildings more green. It's about how we think about the whole process of construction.
So, for example, what's one thing that really stood out to you?
Well, one was this company with this new type of concrete, and it actually absorbs CO2 as it hardens.
Wait, so you're telling me the concrete cleans the atmosphere as it sets?
Yeah. It's a huge deal. It's a game changer. And that's just one thing. They've got everything there. Solar energy systems built right into the walls. New ways of building off-site so there's less waste.
So it's not just about what you build with, but how you build it.
Exactly. And that's where renovation over new construction comes in. They've even got a whole section called Reno Days at Batimat.
Makes sense. It's greener than starting from scratch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's almost always more sustainable to renovate than to demolish, and they're really showing what's possible, turning old office buildings into modern apartments
Oh, wow.
and making them energy efficient at the same time.
So we're talking about changing how we build, but what about the people actually doing the building? Construction has always needed skilled workers, but it feels like all this new tech is up in the game even more.
Oh, absolutely. And Batimat gets that. One of their big focuses is how to get young people into the industry, the next generation of builders.
Makes sense. You can't have this sustainable building revolution if there's no one who knows how to use the new materials, the new tech.
Exactly. They've got programs showing off apprenticeships, partnerships with trade schools, even virtual reality so you can practice your skills.
Wow, it's like they're building the workforce of the future right alongside the buildings.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
So you mentioned this Climate Sense exhibit earlier. What's the deal with that? Is it like a museum or more hands-on?
It sounds really immersive from what I've read. Like, imagine walking into a place and it feels like a city in extreme heat or with the sea level rising around you.
So you're not just reading about it, you're really getting a sense of what those changes could mean.
Exactly. It's one thing to talk about sustainability, climate change, all that, but it's different to experience it, even if it's simulated.
Like they say, seeing is believing, or feeling is believing in this case.
Yeah. And that gets to something else that's cool about Batimat. It's not just a typical trade show. They want to be more than that.
Less about booths and more about actually tackling the big issues.
Right. They've got conferences, workshops, places to network. They really want people talking to each other, sharing ideas.
Oh, they even have those innovation awards, right? For the coolest new stuff.
Yeah, like the Oscars for construction.
But with actual impact, not just a statue.
For sure. That's the point.
Okay, so say someone's listening and thinking, all right, I'm sold, Batimat is the place to be, but how do you even get there? Have they made it easy to figure out the logistics and all that?
Oh, they've really thought about that way more than some other events I've seen.
So it's not just a logistical nightmare if you're not a seasoned business traveler who's been to a million trade shows already.
Right. They've got everything on the Batimat website, visa info, how to get around. They even suggest ways to get there that are easier on the environment, less carbon footprint.
Which makes sense. If you're all about sustainability, might as well start with how you get people to the sustainable building event.
Exactly. Think about the environment right from the start.
Okay, so if we had to sum up everything Batimat is about in just one takeaway, what would you say is the most important thing for our listeners to remember?
For me, it's that they're not just talking about the problems. Everyone knows the building industry faces some big challenges, climate change, resource scarcity, all that. But Batimat is about solutions.
And that's exciting.
Yeah, they're showing off all this cool stuff that's happening right now, ways to build a better future, a more sustainable future.
And it's not just for the people who build for a living, right? It's for anyone who lives in a building, which is all of us.
Exactly. Even if you just care about the environment or you're interested in cool buildings, Batimat has something for you.
It shows that even with these huge problems facing us, there are people out there working on solutions. And that's a good feeling.
Definitely. It gives you hope.
It does. It really does. Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into Batimat 2024.
That was fun.
Always good to chat with you. Until next time.
See you.